Hi there guys, welcome back to Attack on Final Fantasy, the Final Fantasy podcast where I beat, try to complete every single Final Fantasy game using attack only. Today we carry on with Final Fantasy 9. I fucking love this game. Not a lot's happened. Well, actually, one thing did happen since last episode. I've had a sip of water, but I'm continuing now. It's still the same day for me. It's been a week for you guys. Maybe more. It depends if I could be asked to edit this, done it, really. You know, I'm a little bit slack at it. All right, well, yeah, let's crack back into it. We are currently in control of Steiner, or Stain, as I called him. He's got a big bag on his back, and he's approaching some guards at, I think, must be Southgate, one of the gates. I will let you know what happens next. Steiner talks his way past the two guards. They do check his bag, but they just see Pickles. But little do they know, the princess is in the bag as well. I've got to get to an alley now, so the princess can get out. Yeah, but there's two people blocking the way that I've got to get rid of first. I can't remember how to do this bit, so I'm just going to fumble about. I managed. The woman who was, were you? She was part-time worker, Mary. Goes to console a guy who's going out of business. And the guy goes to tell off one of his employees. And now the guard's just busted in just as he got to the alley. The guard just wanted to give us a gate pass. And he just didn't want to get too close to the Pickles. Then we go to the alley. The princess is now out of the bag, and Steiner's like, "Princess," and she's like, "You have to call me royalty until we reach Trino. Don't salute me either," which is a bit mixed messages there. So we're going to Trino, the city of everlasting night or something like that. Cool, nice. So, last episode, I said to you guys, like, Zidane's, like, level 21 or something, and everyone else is, like, 16 or whatever they are. In comparison, Steiner and Dagger are level 9 and 7. I've just equipped them with some bits so they're learning stuff. Luckily, Dagger has a cotton robe on at the moment. She is learning chemist, which doubles the potency of items, but I'm going to quickly Google and see whether that's just in battle or outside of battle as well, because I don't want to be wasting my time when she could have a robe of lords on. It is in fact a ability that only is useful in battle, so she's got nothing else to learn from the other items I've got, so Rogue of Lords it is, thank God for that. She is learning Insomniac as well from the Coral Ring. And then she's got Antibody to learn from the Glass Buckle, which is the thing that she's going to have equipped for the rest of this, so that's good. Insomniac, should I bother with that at the minute? I should, shouldn't I? Just in case. Okay. What's Steiner got on whilst I'm here? He's got an Iron Helm. He's learning Bright Eyes and Level Up. He's got Undead Killer on some Silver Gloves. Linen Cuirass, however you say that, which has got Cover Support ability, which I won't equip, but it's the best item that he's got so far. And Jemina's Boots, which has Alert and HP plus 10. But as soon as they have been learnt, Alert's going to take a while though, I'm switching over to Glass Buckle because it gives me a plus 1 to magic and plus 2 to spirit. I don't know what spirit does. I don't know if it's to do with health or MP. I don't know. Maybe I should look that up. I'm going to go look that up. Okay, so spirit affects things like counterattacks, which is good, critical hit rate, which is very good, and stuff like steel ability, which I'm not going to use, VV's meteor spell, I'm not going to use it. Also, the trance meter goes up faster the higher your spirit, and you also stay in trance for longer. So that's all pretty good, I guess. I honestly thought it was just going to be, oh, it makes magic better. But no, good. Well, we finally hop on to a train car thing, cable car, and it goes up the mountain. And we switch back to Zidane and crew. So that was a very short intermission with Dagger and Steiner. Zidane and the gang leave the grotto, and we're on the world map again, but I'm actually going back into the grotto because I want to go back to the Moogles, because I can't remember if they sell me anything. So let's walk around here through this door. Hello, 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 it's me again. Hello, it is me. It is I. No, they don't. They don't sell me anything. That's a shame. Okay, well, back out and round to the world map, I guess. I've got back to the world map and I've done a couple of little bits. So first thing I did was I went past Clara, which at the moment is a big sand tornado. Went past there to get my chocobo, so I could do a bit of chocobo hot and cold and dig up a treasure chest, which turned my chocobo into a river chocobo, so he is blue now. This allowed me to get another two chests, so I had to backtrack through the grotto again, pick up my chocobo again, and then go get these other two chests. In these two chests were an oak staff, which I've equipped Vivi, not to learn the spells, but because it's better than his major staff, it's got more attack, but also it's got the ability of adding slow to attacks. So when Vivi's got the add status equipped, he will also slow enemies, which is handy. Zidane also has a weapon with an added thing, the ogre, that does darkness. And I also picked up a magician robe, which has the auto potion ability that Vivi has now learned. I'm not going to slap that on just yet. I'm going to wait until things get a bit more difficult. But as we know from Final Fantasy VIII playthrough, that really helps out a lot. Because obviously I can't use items, and auto abilities are completely fine to use. So we are now going into Bemisia. It's been 5 years since Freya's been here, and she's vowed to protect Bemisia once again, but it looks like you're a little bit too late. It looks fucked. So this is another little dungeon. There's a couple of items in here, a couple of fights, but nothing too challenging. Zidane's just died in battle. I realise I've still got to heal people in between these battles. It's not like Final Fantasy 12 where they just sort themselves out with some running around. I've still got some input to do, so I'm healing everyone up now. What an idiot. Zorn and Thorn are here, and we've been thrust into another battle with black mages, but it's not too challenging, is it? Like, they're just doing fire for like 20 damage apiece and they're dead. Easy. Well, it seems that Beatrix is here somewhere, because Zorn and Thorn are like, the general will bloody have you, you bugger. So yeah, wait to run into her. There are some chests in this area that are mimics, but you can't tell which ones because they don't have tails. In a bedroom we pick up the protection bell, which allows us to go through a door in a minute to get to the palace. We find the door, bust on through it, and then there's a little scene with Dan, bloody Bemisian soldier Dan's come into it. He's like, look, Freya, you gotta get the fuck out of here, mate. There's black mages everywhere, and there's no way you can kill them. And she's like, buddy, I've killed like 25 of them already, so no worries, don't worry about me. And we're gonna continue to the palace. Oh, he didn't know where the king was, though. I'm in a fountain area now. There's two doors to the left and to the right, and there's a path going upwards to what I can assume is the palace. I have also just rescued a dude from being crushed by a giant statue, and he was like, you'll have to come see my kids when they're born. So yeah, that's pretty nice of him. I wonder if he'll call one sex pest. Oh boy. I go into the door on the right first, and there's a Moogle here. I give him a letter, and he's like, "Ah, cheers, mate. Here's a coupon nut." So I'm going to go back to the grotto to give this coupon nut to that Moogle back there. I've forgotten his name. But Stillskin's here. Woo! And I've just brought some items off him. Also, there's a little statue in the background, which I opened a chest it was holding, and I got a lightning staff, which is completely useless now. In the left side door, there is an armory, and Splinter picks up a mithril spear, which I'm going to equip right now. Nice, puts attack up by 2. Right, back to the grotto. Back in Bermesia, the coupon nut got me a tent, which doesn't seem like a good deal, but never mind. At least I made a Moogle happy, and that is the main thing. Right, time to go to a palace now. After entering the throne room of the palace, Freya basically jumped up the statues and then climbed up it. The other two had to find their own way. We witness a scene with the Queen and Beatrix, and they are talking to a mystery man. Who's this mystery man? It's Kuja. He's the main antagonist. Also, Freya had a little flashback of Sir Fratley, bless, before he went off on his journey. Turns out that the Black Mages are actually Kuja's Black Mages. And he is going to give the Queen a spectacle of his power, because they believe that the King has fled to Clara, which is surrounded by a giant sandstorm, as I mentioned earlier. And Freya tells us that the people in Clara, they are Bermesians that are split off from Bermesia over something trivial in the past, but everything's fine now, they're all at peace. Then suddenly, out of nowhere, a Bermesian soldier goes up against Beatrix. Beatrix is known to be the toughest swordsman in the whole entire world, but luckily Zidane and Freya come jumping down and tell him to sod off, mate, we're going to deal with her. So we're going to deal with her, apparently. This is a made-to-lose fight. You cannot win it at all. So we just take the beating. The Queen's like, enough of this nonsense. We gotta go attack Clara. So they go off and do that. And then there's a cutscene where Kuja gets on a white dragon and flies off. And that is normally where Disc 1 would end. So I've reached the end of Disc 1 now. But obviously in this new updated version, it doesn't have the splits, which is a shame. And now we are back with Steiner and the princess. Oh, don't call her the princess, though. We are at the summit station now, which is a halfway point between Limblum and Alexandria on our way to Trenno. We have just run into Sina and Marcus of Tantalus' crew, as we are buying items and things. So that's pretty good. It's been a long time since seeing these guys. I think they join me now. I've not played up to this part of the game for quite a while, so it's a little bit hazy, but I'm pretty sure they do join us. Marcus is going to Trenno, so he's going to join up with us in a second. The cart to Alexandria is here, so we are off again on this little adventure of ours. Marcus is on his way to Trenno to get Super Soft, which cures all forms of petrification, and he's hoping to save Blank with this. The cart comes to an abrupt stop, and okay, it turns out it's not a cable car at all. I thought it was a cable car, but it's actually on tracks. Anyway, it comes to an abrupt stop, and the conductor's like, it's probably just engine trouble, don't worry about it, I'll go and have a look. And nope, it's a fucking Black Waltz, so it's boss battle time. Marcus helped us out of that battle, and the Black Waltz is down, I think, for good now. Yep, gone for good, that's the end of the Black Waltzes. After the fight, Dagger decides that she is going to go with Marcus to Trenno. But first thing we're going to do is strip Marcus of everything that he has. You can have a broadsword, Marcus. You don't need that feather hat, that wrist, that leather plate. I probably don't need it either, but you certainly do not need it. And Stain, can you equip a... Oh, you've already got an iron sword. Okay. It probably wasn't worth it at all. But... Oh, I feel a bit bad now. Nah, fuck it, it'll be alright. Ah, back on the world map with Dagger, Stain, and Marcus. I'm going to grind out some AP for these guys quickly because they're falling behind and they've got a lot to learn. I feel a bit bad because I keep coming across this little ghost, which is one of the friendly monsters, and I can't give it anything that it wants, obviously, because I can only hit it. So I keep hitting it and it keeps going off. I've run into it about 10 times now. Poor little thing. That was very lucky. I'm in the forest trying to grind and I've come across these enemies that I've never seen before, but they're like these things with leaves on my head, and they chuck chestnuts at you. If a chestnut hits you, then that's it. Instant kill. Done. I'm not sure if it's completely instant or just because I'm a low level, but it did a lot of damage. Steiner went down, but luckily Dagger pulled through and she didn't get hit by one of these chestnuts. So now I'm coming out of the forest because fuck that. Okay, I've mastered all the abilities I can for Royalty and Stain, and I can finally head into Trino to get on with the next part of the story. As soon as we get into the gates, Marcus and Stain start arguing about Supersoft, and the princess makes her little getaway. So now I'm in control of Stain and I've got to go find her. I watch an ATE where the princess gets 1,000 gil stolen off her. Good one, well done. There's a couple of things for me to do in Trino. One of them being to give the Stellazio coins to this duck lady. I've got 4 coins and I've just given them all over, and I've got a blood sword for Stain. So that's handy because I'm pretty sure that it still carries over that the blood sword absorbs HP from enemies. Now the next thing I'm going to do is go to the weapon shop and fight the monster that's in the cage below it. I take the monster in the cage down. It was a griffin, and it's all thanks to my new blood sword because I was getting healed every time I hit it. So all good. I've headed out. I'm going to save and then I'm going to head back in because I think it makes another monster appear in the cage. Not 100% on that though, but I did get a Tombury card for winning. I'll need some cards for later on. No, I was completely wrong. There is no monster in the cage now. I think it must be later on then. I'm going to go track down the princess and continue with the story. I watch another ATE and it's the princess in the auction house. So I'm going to head that way in a minute. And she spots Kuja on the balcony of the auction house. But she doesn't know it's Kuja. She just recognises him because he talks to her mum. I have tracked down the princess. She was still in the auction house. Now, I'm going to quit the episode. That's going to be it for now, guys. So, thank you so much for listening. I will see you next week. Remember, if you enjoyed this, tell your church group if you go to church. I'm sure they'll love it. Yeah, do that. That'd be cool. All right. I will catch you next time. Remember, rate, review, 5-star, what is it I say? 5-star review, something, something, dreams come true. Woo, nailed it. All right, I'll see you later. Love ya. Bye.